Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Oh. How are you folks? Sorry, it was marriage. Just a little marijuana. Yeah. I could insert the sound of a bong rip, but I'm not going to. Hello, folks. Welcome to the Comedic Cartoonist Podcast. This is your host, Marcus Gregory, and I thank you very much for joining me. The show is intended for mature audiences only. Just want to put that out there as we get started. So, before I get into tonight's hot topic, and even before I get into the news, I just want to talk a little bit about me. Me time. Okay, so, what happened to me? I'll tell you what happened to me, folks. Error 53 happened to me. That's right, error 53. Error motherfucking 53. It has been the shit fucking existence of my life. Now, you may be thinking, what the hell are you talking about? Well, I'll tell you a story, friends, so come gather around. Make yourself some stone soup. So, I have an iPhone. Well, I had an iPhone, I should say. I had an iPhone 6. I was part of this, like, upgrade deal that I have with my carrier. So I got this phone, and it started acting funny. Like, you know, it wouldn't slide to unlock, and home button was kind of, you know, not working as well. And then the phone just kind of stopped working. It just shut down. Just stopped. Okay. And then... So I end up having to use an older phone because it's just not working. It won't turn on. I don't know what to do. The phone just sits there gathering dust. I'm still making payments on the goddamn thing. And I don't even know what to do. I don't have Apple Care, which is basically Apple insurance for their products. And then I don't have insurance through my carrier. So basically when I went for help, they kind of told me to go fuck myself. I couldn't get any. And so I just waited a few months, and then I just, out of the blue, for no reason, tried the phone. And it turned on. I was like, oh shit, okay, fuck, it's working. But the home button didn't work, and it wouldn't slide to open. I could just use, you know, the power button there at the top. I could adjust the volume, I could turn it on vibrate, but the bottom was just not working. So I'm like, okay, well, maybe Apple can at least tell me what's wrong and I can kind of figure some shit out. So I take it to Apple. Now, I've had the phone less than a year. Keep that in mind. I've had the phone for about 6-7 months when this is all going down. So I take it to Apple and I ask them to run a diagnostic on the phone so I can at least find out what the fuck the problem is. So they say, okay, I get up there. It takes a while, but they finally get to me. I get met by a genius, Mr. Apple Genius with his blue shirt. And he plugs my phone in, and I tell him the problem, and he says, well, we probably just need to replace your screen. It's not going to be no big deal, but it may cost you about $100, $110, $109, what the fuck ever that Apple does. It used to be $150, but now it's $109. They lower the prices. Thank you, fucking greedy pricks. So anyway, he checks the phone, and he gets this error code called error 53. And he's like, oh, and I'm like, well, what's that mean? He goes, error 53 means that there is a complication with the security chip that's connected to the home button that reads the fingerprint, you know, it stores your data. It's connected to the processor, and it has this security feature on it, so that way no one can, you know, steal your thumbprint ID, which makes sense. But here's the deal. The first question the guy asked me is, did I have the phone repaired by a third party? I said, no, no one's touched the phone but you guys. He says, okay. He's like, well, your phone is out of the limited warranty that they have. Now, I'm from a world where practically every electronic has a one-year guarantee warranty on it. For one year, this device that you've bought, this electronic device, this television, this computer, this radio, this phone, whatever, you have a year. And it should be okay. If anything fucks up, if we fuck it up, or, and somehow, for any fucking reason, we will replace the phone or the device free of charge, okay? Apple doesn't do that. Apple has a shorter month span. I think it's like 3 to 4 months, and that's it. And I was outside of the range. So he tells me the only way to fix my phone, because it's basically locked now, it's bricked. That's the term he used, bricked. Which means the phone's useless. because this was part of some security feature in case someone tried to hack your phone. It bricked it. Okay. So I'm like, all right, all right, all right. And he tells me that I have to buy a new phone. That's the only way to fix the situation. I have to buy a new phone. This phone is like $700. This phone is more expensive than the desktop PC that I purchased that I am using right now to record this episode. And he told me that he couldn't replace it for free, that I would have to buy a new fucking phone. Oh, you're not a genius. You're a con artist in a blue shirt, you fucker. I couldn't believe... fuck you, buddy. Fuck you. Fuck you. You've got to be kidding me with that. So I go home, and I do a little more research about Air 53. And here's the thing. And this is what I've discovered. And this is opinion, but you do the digging, you'll find this on your own. Basically, what happened is Apple doesn't want you to go to a third-party shop. You know the little mall, little kiosk in the mall? You know that one? Yeah, you know, where you go and you can get, like, you know, your phone's been cracked or the face, you know, whatever, and they fix it up for you. Those fucking guys, Apple wants to put them out of business because they charge less than what Apple charges. Like, for instance, like I mentioned earlier, the screen, the touch screen. Apple used to charge $150. The little kiosk guys were charging $90. Think about that for a second. So Apple lowered its price to $109, but what they did is they put a security chip connected to the home button on the phone, so that way if you went and got your screen replaced at the third-party guys, or got your home button replaced at the third-party guys, and then you went and updated your phone, the update caused the phone to become bricked, which would become useless since you didn't go to Apple to get your phone fixed, and you went to the kiosk guy in the mall. So Apple says, fuck you, we're going to fuck up your phone, and kills it. And that's basically what happened to me. I fell into this. Mine should have just fallen under some kind of technical warranty, but when I brought it to him first, the first thing the guy asked me was, do you have AppleCare? I said, no, and he goes, well, they probably won't replace it. I mean, I didn't even meet with someone. They didn't even take my name. And I was like, well, this is shit. Fuck you, buddy. I'm glad Steve Jobs is dead. He's in hell right now, cocksucker. That's what I wanted to say. But dude, that's mean. Although I do think Steve Jobs is rotting in hell. Anyway, so all of a sudden, it turns out this Air 53 thing, it's affected a ton of people. A bunch of users across the board. Everyone's pissed about it. Because it's like, what the fuck, man? Trying to run a monopoly? Now, some people say that this has been a method that Apple has used to push AppleCare, number one, and number two, to get rid of third-party, you know, the guy, the mall kiosk, that fucking guy, the iRepair dude, wants to put him out. So it's caused a big stir, and I was really pissed about it because I was just like, what the fuck, man? I mean, the hell. And right now, everyone is praising Apple because they're not going to open the guy's phone and the thing, and they're taking a stand against the FBI and all this shit, and everyone's proud of that. But at the same time, they've also been caught dodging taxes, tax evasion, and this fucking shit. Now, in my digging, and I did a post about this on my Tumblr page, thecomediancartoonist.tumblr.com. If you go there, you'll find a post. I'm also trying to post up all my episodes for YouTube. That's another thing I'll get to. But I posted up a whole blog about this because if you are a victim of Error 53, you can sign a class action lawsuit working out of a law firm in Seattle. I signed up to take these fuckers down for this shit, because this is bullshit. $700, Jesus Christ, this is more than I paid for my goddamn TV. I got this big fucking flat screen thing, and this phone costs more. And you mean to tell me you can't stand behind the product for under a year? Fuck you. Fuck you. I am so pissed off, because this is such bullshit. This is, you know what this is? This is fucking Apple. This is so fucking Apple. This is what it's going to become. This greedy fucking corp that tries to do all this fucking shit. Because I personally think that Apple has been greedy from the fucking get-go. They charge three times the amount for a system. It's bullshit. It's fucking bullshit. There is no reason. No reason in the world. They're like, oh, but they're so superior. And everything that's in a Mac was built by Mac. Well, now the processors have changed. But what the fuck ever. I don't care. It's bullshit. Steve Jobs wants to do this exclusive thing. And that's what they cater to. Exclusive. When I get to that obsessive demographic, man. And this is what's now happening. I just hope more people are now seeing this. It's just like, these fuckers are greedy. It's bullshit. They sell computers like people sell diamonds. That's what they try to make you think about this shit. That it's just so awesome and amazing. It's a fucking computer. It's plastic. It's a fucking electronic switchboard that processes ones and zeros. That's all the shit is. And I got news for you. I have worked with Macs, and I'm here to tell you, they are not fucking superior systems at all. They're nice and shiny, but they're just a fucking computer. They have problems like any other computer. And you know what the problem I had with fucking Macs the most? The little spin wheel, rainbow wheel of fucking death, that goddamn thing. The computer would just sit there for fucking hours stuck, and you see this little rainbow wheel spinning, spinning, spinning. Instead of an hourglass, it has a little rainbow wheel. It spins and spins and spins. And that thing right there, and you just want to fucking kill it. So it's this is why I've always been a PC. I didn't want to get near the fucking phones. I honestly didn't. I was fine with my shit little flip phone. I didn't want this shit. I got dragged into the smartphone thing, kicking and screaming, by my wife. And so I'm just like not into this shit at all. And then I was like, okay, look, if you're, you know, I think when I jumped in was when they were doing iPhones for like $50. It was like the iPhone 3, I think it was, for $50. I was like, well, fuck, that's a pretty good deal. I'll jump in on that shit. Because I was already with the carrier, so why not? But now it's, to know that it's come to this kind of shit, it's ridiculous. I'm sorry, Apple, that you haven't made as much money since Steve Jobs died. I'm sorry. But you gotta come up with better ways, man. Come on, seriously? The fuck? The Apple Watch? Fuck a watch. Who the fuck wears a goddamn watch anymore? Who? Who? Everyone checks their fucking phones. No one. Apple. Oh. So yeah, Era 53 has just kind of fucked up my life. But I will tell you this. Apple has responded. Their lawyers have responded about the suit, and they're trying to make everything right with everyone, and they're putting out a new update that'll undo the Era 53 bricked thing for people who have had phones or home buttons replaced by third parties. So they're fixing it, and right now the people in the class action lawsuit say, don't update, wait, because those terms and conditions that you just click accept on, those could have some very fine print that'll basically take you out of this case. So I ain't updating and I ain't signing shit. I'm just waiting. I am just going to wait. That's all I'm going to do. I'm just going to wait. That's it. Get my fucking money back. And I got a news for you. When they replace my phone with a brand new one, I'm going to tell them, don't take it out of the box. I'm going to go sell it, and then I'm going to go buy a fucking Galaxy or some shit. And I'm going to get the fuck away from Apple. You are never getting another fucking dime from me, you cocksuckers. Fuck you. My wife will give you her money, but you ain't getting mine, bitch. You ain't getting mine. Ugh. On another note, in order to help with my storage problem with podcasting, you may have heard from the last episode, what I found I can do is I can keep all of the episodes on archive. I can post the new episodes up on iTunes. And then on the Tumblr page, which iTunes has the links to, I'm going to go through YouTube and post up all of my podcasts as videos. I just add my little logo there, graphic, and put it up and put it all together and put it out. But what sucks, though, is that I have one system. I have two programs I use for film, for output for video. One of them is real simple and cheap. The second one is not. The first one can get a typical podcast of mine rendered with a graphic in around 5 minutes. The really good one takes about 20 to 25 because, you know, it's good. It's good. So I've come into a complication because the simple one tends to be crappy and not work, and the good one, of course, is very good. So, but I'm trying to get this all taken care of, folks. I apologize for the kookiness, but we just keep through iTunes so you don't have to worry about it. Basically, if you go to Tumblr, you'll be able to listen to the episodes on Tumblr through the page, thanks to YouTube, for free. And that's the point. It's all about freedom. Because freedom don't mean nothing if it ain't free. And with that, let's get into the news. Deadpool. Ah, yes. Deadpool the movie opened up to one of the biggest $250 million, folks. $260 million. Deadpool brought in an R-rated superhero Marvel film brought out by 20th Century Fox. Thanks, folks, for that. This has become really, really big news, especially, of course, for a lot of comic book fans. I mean, people I know. I'm sure everyone out there has got somebody, who's a big Deadpool fan. Everyone's got one Deadpool, hardcore Deadpool fan. I've got one. It's Charlie Fox. He's got the costume and everything. Homemade. But so this has been a real big thing, and everyone's loved it. The movie is hilarious. I will admit it's funny, and I will admit it's not as strong in places as you might have hoped, because they do kind of fall into a stereotypical rigmarole, but it's, you know, he makes fun of it, so at least they know. Deadpool, everyone just can't wait. And I gotta tell you, I think it is pretty crazy that Ryan Reynolds did actually, it took him 11 years to get that movie made. And he had to play the Deadpool in the Origins Wolverine movie, which was total shit. And he said it was total shit, but the producers and director told him, this is what we're doing. Either you're going to play it or you're not. We'll get someone else. So he went ahead and fucking did it. He took one for the team. In other movies, Predator. They're redoing the first one. Should they? Probably not, but they're doing it anyway. Walking Dead is back on television. And coming to Netflix is season 2 of Daredevil. The Punisher cometh. Can't wait to see that shit. It's going to be awesome. Ah, oh, that shit. I'm touching myself tonight. Quote Deadpool. Okay, so anyway, that's the news. Let's go ahead and get into tonight's very, very special, very, very important Hot Topic.
It's your Hot Topic. Hot topic tonight. Topic in your mouth.
Hey, you suck.
I love that little intro I made, you know, with the gunshots, you know, because that's probably what would happen to me. I start singing and, you know, people boo and I would just shoot them. All right, because we don't have to take it anymore. So anyway, tonight's hot topic is deadlines. And the reason I'm talking about this tonight, because a lot of freelance artists, including myself, have to make our own deadlines, and sometimes we have complications keeping them. I know I do, because I have other priorities, and it's very difficult to go and get all your art done and get everything you want to do, because there's so much. So what you have to do is you have to set yourself these little goals, and you really got to pump it out. Because you have to understand, man, successful people work all the fucking time. There's never a time when they're not working, except for when they're, you know, sleeping, and that's very few. I once knew a director that worked with Ryan Seacrest, and he said he saw him recently and hung out with him. He goes, I got to tell you, he goes, that guy works 4 jobs. He works at, like, a radio station. He hosts TV shows. So he's, like, constantly working all the time. And I have a few other friends who worked in L.A., and they can confirm this. They're like, that guy works all the time. And he just takes naps, like these little 20-minute, 30-minute naps. He has a driver that drives him in between his jobs, and he sleeps in the car. You know, because L.A., man, you'll hit traffic. I know some people like to bitch about traffic where they live. But listen, if your traffic moves, you can't bitch, okay? All right? If you've been in New York, you've been in L.A., that shit, you'll be standing still for fucking ever, man. Might as well turn it into a goddamn parking lot. But So let me go ahead and talk a little bit today about how we can keep deadlines, how we can keep towards the goal. You know, you got that great idea. And I got news for you. No one cares about your great idea until you create it. You can talk about your comic book ideas, your movie ideas, and your TV ideas, and your book ideas, and everything else, and all day fucking day long, but it doesn't mean shit until you do it. You gotta do it. You gotta get up. Get on it. So here's a few tips. I got 5 tips for you that I took off the internet from someone. And, I just read a bunch of articles, some mostly from Psychology Today, and I went ahead and put these together for you. So here's 5 little tips that can help you keep deadlines. Let's talk about these. The first one is to make deadlines on your calendar. Now, what I encourage some people to do is if you've got a smartphone, which most people do, you got a calendar on it, and you can put alerts on it. And that's what you need to do. Every day, alert yourself. You need to work on this. You need to be motivated and focused and get towards this. So put it on your calendar, and that'll help to kind of put it into your brain, I need to do this. This must be done. The second thing is you should break it down. Break down your goals, what it is that you're doing week by week. In my case, it's comics. So for some folks, they're like, you have to draw 1 comic strip a day, or if you're working on a comic book, you got to try to draw 1 panel to 1 page a day, okay? You know, it depends on it. Some people, they're doing 1 big splash page. Some people, they've got multiple panels, maybe up to 20 on 1 comic strip, so it's a little difficult to kind of get through them all. But you just a little bit every day, just you take a little bit, you chisel at a little every day. And track your progress and say, okay, by the end of this week, I got to have this many comic strips or I got to have this many pages done. And you got to go with it. Even if you got to stay up late, drink some coffee, whatever the fuck you got to do, you got to get up there on it. Third thing, okay, you got to mark your progress. When you actually get that shit finished, celebrate. You know, eat a muffin or whatever it is. Do a little Coke. Smoke a joint. Have a drink. Sex with the old lady. You know, just do something that kind of, you know, congratulates you on it. Because if you're at a job and you do really good at your job, sometimes you get that pat on the back, or you get employee of the month, or, you know, some shit like that. Or you get a bonus or a raise or a commission. So think of it as that. It's like, hey, I got this much done, this many pages, this many strips. Boom, man. It's like a huge party of some kind. I mean, don't go crazy because you're an artist and you're still broke. Let me go into the fourth one. Is that you can't miss. And in meaning with that is basically you have to work harder every time. You did 1 comic strip yesterday. Okay, well, this time try to do 2. And then try to do 3, try to do more. I remember Jack Kirby said that the most he ever did in one day was 25 pages for a comic book. Think about that, 15 pages. He did 15 pages in one day. Complete it. That's fully drawn and inked. Damn. Of course, nowadays, I guess it's a little more plausible with, you know, copy and paste and good old Photoshop and that Control-Z. Gotta love Control-Z. And then, so you gotta work. Like I said before, the most successful people, they're constantly working all the time. They pull all-nighters. So, you know, they go the extra mile. They eat, sleep, breathe this shit, and so should you. The fifth thing that they say will help you in your goal setting to meet your deadlines is to have a friend to help you out with it. And this is actually encouraged in a lot of forms of artwork, to have a group that kind of keeps you in check. Like, what are you doing with your art? What are you working on? You know, are you, you know, in the actor's case, are you auditioning? Are you doing this? You know, always have someone there to push you. It's just like having that buddy who helps you out at the gym, telling you, like, you know, lift it. You know, you can do it, man. Yeah. So you got to get that same feeling. Just, yeah, I could do this. Yeah. And get out there and you can. You just got to push with it. And that friend just kind of helps keep you up there. I remember I've had to do this for some friends. I've done this actually a lot. I'll have someone and I'll just be like, go, man. You just got to go. I remember one time I was running track in PE and this one guy was like, hey, man, you kind of run fast. Can you help me? Just push me the whole way so I finish. Otherwise, I'm going to collapse. So I went ahead and did it. But the guy was still like slow, even though he was trying, but he was fucking slow. So we ran the mile in 15 minutes. But he met his goal. Okay. And see, that's the other thing. Sometimes you're going to miss your deadlines. And you've got to double on that. That's where I was talking about. Hey, can you do two strips now? And I bet you can. You just got to get into it. I find that, especially with comic strips, what really helps me is that if all the jokes are part of a bigger storyline, you know, it's one thing for the character to eat the banana or slip on a banana peel, but then you can actually see someone eat the banana, and you can see this, and you can have that, and you can put in all these other different things that helps actually build a bigger story and becomes a multitude of jokes, because whenever there's a single situation, you can think of multiple things happening in a single situation where there's little funny components there throughout. Just look at any National Lampoon's Vacation, any of those. Not the Vegas ones so much. I really recommend the one where they go to Wally World. I forget what that one is. I think that's the first one. And then, you know, The Christmas Vacation is a classic. That thing's fucking hilarious. The fucking tree. Oh, Jesus Christ. Squirrel! Okay, so that right there is just a few bits that we can use in the world of helping us meet our deadlines. And I think that's a big thing that all of us can really use in life. There's some shit. I'm not a motivational speaker. I'm not really good at this shit. Mainly because I haven't had that big success like a lot of other people have. I've gotten only so far and it's stopped and I'm still moving. So, folks, I hope this helps. And if you have Error 53 on your iPhone, I Godspeed. Please go to the Tumblr page, thecomediccartoonist.tumblr.com, and sign up for that class action lawsuit so we can get our fucking phones fixed. Thank you all very much for joining. Here once again is Aaron Hyman with Steer Together.
Things are getting strange here. Zombies are drinking beer. People are living in fear. Can't seem to see too clear. And this boat would go a little more with the flow if we all just steer together. If we all just steer together. If we all just steer together. The tax man is asking for more, but people are still feeling poor. Gotta live in a tent, cause we can't pay the rent. Oh, what are we fighting for? Oh, what are we fighting for? Oh, what are we fighting for? And this boat would go a little more with the flow if we all just steer together. If we all just steer together. If we all just steer together. It's more a matter of the heart. Shouldn't look at what tears us apart. Don't wanna be left in the dark. We all just want a fair start. We all just want a fair start. All we want is a fair start. And this boat would go a little more with the flow if we all just steer together. If we all just steer together. If we all just steer together. We will rise and we will fall. But in the end, through it all together, we can't stand tall. Now this boat would go a little more with the flow if we all just steer together. If we all just steer together. If we all just steer together. That's no reason to give in. We gotta stay strong if we're gonna get along. Oh, you know we're all better than this. Oh, you know we're all better than this. You know damn well you're better than this. And this boat would go a little more with the flow if we all just steer together. If we all just steer together. If we all just steer together. And this boat would go a little more with the flow if we all just steer together. If we all just steer together. Or if we all just steer together.